Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? Tee Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
But my freshman year, I had an awesome RA, I had the best RA in the world. I wish he was with me all my 4 years. His name was Arnold Baldwin. We had this RA, Arnold Baldwin. He's this big, tall, skinny black guy, and he talked exactly like Chris Rock. And we loved him because he didn't give a crap about us. He didn't care. He's like, I'm your RA, resident assistant. I'm not the resident counselor. I'm not the resident mother. I don't need to know everything. Your friends throw it up in the bathroom? I don't need to know. Everybody throws up. He's lucky he made it to the bathroom. Just give him a Tic Tac and a pillow and leave him alone. Leave him alone. I don't need to know. Your sweet mate smoking crack? I don't need to know. Just tell him to exhale through an empty toilet paper roll stuffed with dryer sheets. Make it smell like the mountain spring fresh as a crack. I don't need to know. I don't need to know if you got a 40-ounce beer ball keg playing beer pong, flip cup, century club, got some zoomy going on. I don't need to know, because I don't care. Your girlfriend broke up there? I don't care. Your roommate's a pain in the ass? I don't care. You made a booty call at 4 a.m. and she got a friend? I care. Remember me.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow. But
yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You are, you stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Oh, there it is. I pulled up the wrong pot. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. Let's see, March...
March
11th, 2014.
March 11th is a good day.
Why?
Why? My brother was born today, and he's a fag.
True.
All right.
Your brother is a fag.
Happy birthday to your fag brother.
All right.
Happy birthday, brother fag.
There you go, Ryan. Don't say I ever did anything for you.
Oh, and it's also...
Well, hold on real quick. Let me get to that. I'm Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with my co-host Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Sean Waters.
Yo.
And the birthday girl, Marie Sarkeesian.
Lopez.
Hey! Marie Sarkeesian Lopez.
I have not gone to the Social Security office yet.
Social either, you drunk bitch.
Social.
We went to dinner. I took her to steakhouse, you know.
A fancy steakhouse. Fleming's.
Yes. and she drank some wine there. And now I set up for her, since it's her birthday, you look in the chat room, some birthday shots.
Birthday shots.
Nice.
Marie will be taking birthday shots throughout the show.
But when
do
should
we
I
have
take
beer?
Them?
You need a chaser. Is there beer?
I don't know.
Can you look, Sean?
Can I just have water?
Can I finish tweeting that
you're
we're
not
live?
Gay? It's your birthday.
That rhymes, so it must be true.
Anyway, yeah. So it is her birthday.
Here on this free ring. I thought it was very heartfelt.
She is 29 now, correct, Marie?
I have one more year.
Oh, you old
she has
whore.
One more year left to be hot, and after that, I will.
Why'd you marry her then?
I will. What do you mean, why? I just
she's trying to get her in the last year of her awesomeness.
But idiot insurance.
What are you going to kill her?
No, I mean health insurance.
Oh, I thought
no,
you meant life
insurance.
No, he wants
to be on my insurance
right.
policy.
That's why she has one more year to be attractive. Then after that, she either gets she has options. I'm not a fucking animal. She either gets a breast job or kills herself.
Those are nice options.
I mean, I could get the breast job and then kill myself.
Well, what's a waste of money?
Who calls it a breast job?
I don't know. 1940 miners.
Apparently, so yeah, you.
Sorry, Dutch. I was listening to
a tomorrow. Breast job.
I was listening to tomorrow's new Hippo Juice intro, and it made me feel old timey. Boom. Tease for tomorrow. Take that.
Yeah, I finally got a new intro together for that.
Water.
Waiting for Mitch to do a new intro for this show, but
well, Mitch right now, I think he's working or some horse shit. I don't
he
know.
He died. Mitch died.
Mitch is dead.
No.
Wait, can we do that here? Isn't that a Hippo Juice bit?
We can do whatever we want because considering I'm on both, I do everything.
I do too. I'm just saying.
Don't scream at me.
Yeah, you're yelling.
Yeah, you're kind of yelling.
No, you're yelling.
No, you. But yelling. He started yelling. Yeah. I didn't start yelling.
You started. Oh, really? We're gonna play that game?
Yeah.
Anyway, Dutch, how are you? How are you, sir?
I miss you, Dutch.
I am. Well, I'll get to how I'm doing. What did you guys do for her birthday, real quick? Let's just finish that up.
What we did for her birthday was anal. No, what we did for her
birthday
was, that would be for my birthday. What we did for
is
her
that what I heard?
Was we went to Fleming's because she worked all day today. So it's not like we had a big day planned. She had to work. So when she got home, she got all dolled up and we went to Fleming's and we ate steak and we had a gay waiter. Mm-hmm. End of story.
I wasn't the waiter.
No, another gay waiter.
Oh.
You're not the only gay waiter in town.
Since when? I thought I had the market cornered on that.
Anyway, so yeah, that's what we did. That's what we did for her birthday. I mean, she's getting old. She's almost 30, Dutch. I'm really not going to invest any more time in this. So
yeah, I'm turning 30 in July. This just feels weird.
Yeah, well.
Sean, you're 30, right? You're 31?
31, yes.
31, okay. And Royce, you're 32?
One. I'll turn 32 in July.
I'll be 32.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting our birthdays near each other.
We should fucking get it over with, right, Dutch?
Say what now?
What? I said you look very nice with your haircut.
I know. Thank you.
Very handsome.
I had a really eventful Friday this last week.
Really? Did you sing Rebecca Black's Friday at a karaoke
did
bar?
Did you get really drunk?
No. What happened was, it's Friday. It was, okay, so we've been really super slow at work, so they've been cutting down Fridays on the weekends. Weekend. And which is fine. I mean, whatever. I get 3-day weekends, at least for the next, like, maybe a couple of weeks, whatever. So, you know, I slept in or whatever, and then I had to go to the pharmacy to go pick up my, I can't pay attention to things medicine. While I was there, I had noticed that when I was pulling in, I saw, like, a cop, like, huh?
Huh?
I noticed that there was a cop sitting, like, in the side of the parking lot, like, you know, clocking people as I went through because it was, like,
first
a blind
off,
spot.
First off, Dutch, if remember, Dutch and Royce Reach is a younger demographic, so just so the kids understand, you saw 5-0.
I saw 5-0.
Okay, thank you. Because they're like cops. We're 5-0. We got it. The popo.
My fofo. What? Make sure your kids don't grow.
Yeah, that's exactly how Tupac said it. Like a white guy.
Exactly. That's why I fucked your bitch.
Motherfucker.
So I go get my stuff, whatever, and then I noticed as I was pulling out of the little drive-through thing, the cop was just kind of tailing me. Like through the parking lot.
Get another DWI.
And I would no. This is at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
I repeat my last question.
No, I did not get a DUI.
Okay.
So I'm going or whatever, and and I get pulled off. And as soon as I turn on the road, I'm like, why didn't you just pull me over in the parking lot? It'd been so much easier. And when, you know, by the way, tip for the kids out there, since you mentioned that they were listening. Yeah, whenever you get pulled over, always pull over in a spot where you can't get towed. So if you ever get in trouble or whatever, your car is always in a spot where... Anyways, so I did that. And then I was like, what could I possibly have done in a parking lot, pulled onto the road and had... He comes up to me and he's just like, license, registration, you know, I pulled you over. I'm like, I have absolutely no idea. And he's like, your tags are expired. And they're expired by a month. Now, I sent in for my new stickers. You know, like I wrote in for them, but they haven't come to my house yet. Because I moved to a new spot and I haven't changed my address either way. So after about, you know, maybe, you know, 7-10 minutes, the cop comes back. He's like, can you step out of the vehicle for me? And I said, okay. He's like, come back here. I want to have a chat with you. I was like, okay. He opens up the back seat of his squad car, tells me to get inside. And I kind of look at him. I'm like, okay, what's going on? He puts me in the back seat of the thing, gets in the front seat and looks at and kind of like, you know, over his shoulder, looks at me and goes, so did you miss a court date yesterday? And I was like, no, I don't have my court date till the 12th. I have my driving under suspension. I think I told you guys this story.
Right. Yeah.
I have that court date. But, you know, my lawyer is going to mitigate the shit out of it until I get of everything, whatever. I'm like, no, I don't have that till the 12th. And he points to his little laptop that he has in front. He's like, dude, it says right here. And he actually said, dude, to me, like, and he was a younger kind of guy. He's like, dude, it says right here, you were supposed to have your court on the 6th. I'm like, dude, I have my ticket in my car that says it's on the 12th. I'm like, you can go grab it if you want. Like, you know, I guarantee that something is wrong with your computer system. He's like, okay, where is it? He's like, it's in my glove compartment. He comes back with it. And he's like, yeah, you have the court date on the 12th, but your pretrial was on the 6th. I, for some reason, didn't phone, hey, there's a pretrial to the trial on the, because I just saw trial date, you know.
Don't you have an attorney that should remind you of this?
Well, here's the thing, is I was actually, after I was going to be done with the pharmacy, I was going to go back down and rehire my attorney for this particular case. And I just, one way or another, I got arrested on Friday.
Nice.
So I went down. I don't know. Have you guys ever been arrested? I'm sure, Sean, you have.
Yeah.
How many times?
I don't know. A lot.
Sean, no. So someone's, Dutch, you're my friend. You're my good friend. I am concerned for you. You are getting arrested way too much lately. And
this is the first time I've ever been arrested. No, technically, this is the first time I've ever... The DWI didn't get arrested. This is what the cops did. They brought me down to the hospital, had me do a blood sample, and let me go.
Okay, fine.
That's how it works in this state for some reason. I don't know. I didn't get arrested.
You went to jail.
So I went to jail. I spent... Okay, so in central booking, where they actually start to you know, process you, which is... It is what it sounds like, a complete process. I'm going through, like, they switched me to 3 to 4 different cells, to the general populace waiting area where there's, you know, the computers and phones and everything. Like, there was no rhyme or reason for them to putting people in and out of cells, back into like the lobby. It was essentially a lobby, and then there were cells next to the lobby. It was the weirdest thing ever. So I'm sitting there for a good, you know, and obviously the second I got, oh, and by the way, the cop was super nice. Like, while he was filling out the paperwork, he's like, I'm not going to cuff you or anything. Here's your phone. Call whoever it is you need to call as far as bail goes, yada, yada. I'm like, thanks,
well,
man.
Well, obviously, you're white, number one.
Right.
And number two, you're not violent. You just missed a court date. He's not going to handcuff you and put your face into the trunk.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, and he even said that to me. He even said that to me, like, at the end of it. Like, because he was like, hey, man, I gotta take you out of the car. I got to put you in cuffs on the car ride down. I'm like... Are you serious? He's like, dude, I have to. It's protocol. Right. He's like, technically, you're supposed to be in cuffs the entire time that I took you in, but I'm, you know, you put me on, you got me on my good day. So, anyways, so you know, obviously, you know, I call up, you know, my attorney, call up everybody else, and you know, my attorney's like, dude, you haven't rehired me yet. Like, how was I supposed to know? Like, because the thing is, I had talked to him about this case about 3 weeks prior. I told him I wanted to hire him, but like, I guess he was waiting for me to mail him his check, and I completely forgot about it. So I just assumed that he was my lawyer, but he wasn't.
They're releasing your own recognizance. I'm sure if something stupid like that, I'm guarantee you're out fast, right?
Huh?
Were you out fast?
No, that's what I'm getting to. This is this doesn't end here.
The whole weekend, he spent the whole.
I didn't spend the whole weekend there. Okay. Let me just put it this way: I got arrested around 10:30 in the morning. I didn't get out of that jail till 10 o'clock at night.
Dutch.
And this is the thing. This I got a bail bondsman. I got all that kind of good happy horse shit set up ahead of time. And the first thing they said is, okay, after we get it to processing, it's gonna be at least another 6 hours. I was like, what? They're like, yeah, that's how long these guys take. So, there you go. Yeah, there's our Colorado made $2 million last month in taxes alone on pot, and we still can't figure out to have more law enforcement and fucking processing. There were people packed inside of cells in just the booking area. And then finally, I hate to say this, but
I don't know, Dutch.
I actually had to go to a cell. I had to put on the jumpsuit. I ate there. Dude, it was fucking awful. I played chess with an old guy.
Jumpsuit?
Yep. Sweet. Not a jumpsuit. It was a two-piece suit. I had a rolled-up blanket pack with a plastic cup and a plastic spoon. Dude, I was a prisoner.
Oh, no.
That's fantastic.
Dutch, you're a fucking jailbird.
Essentially, yeah. Everybody was super sweet, though, but here's the thing.
Super sweet. Yeah, they wanted to fuck him. Of course they were super sweet.
No, sweet meaning like cool, not sweet like nice. Like, they're like sweet dudes. You know what I mean? Either way. So
they're sweet. They tasted so sweet in my mouth.
Here's the thing, though, is that I am there in Central, especially on a Monday morning.
Hold on. Dutch, Western Echo says you have a new TV show, Orange is the New Six. All right. it was really good.
Whatever. She fucked Joe. Fuck her. Anyways, so I was in booking for, I want to say close to 5 hours, switching around to these cells and that were just like hard concrete with like five other dudes. And everybody, whenever you get into a cell or you're near any of these other convicts, essentially, half the dudes that were there, like, were there for legit shit. Like, they punched their wife, they stole a car, like, they were, selling crack or whatever.
Wife.
And people were like, so what are you here for? I missed a court date. And half of them would just start laughing, like, oh, man, that sucks, man. And like, they were really, funny about it. But you got to imagine the people who are getting arrested. Oh, and by the way, like there were guys there in booking who said they had been there since like 9 o'clock p.m. the night before, because that's how long this process takes, and I guess they're short staffed on Sundays. So, for me to get out of that place in 12 hours was unimaginable. So
they must have really liked you.
No, dude, the guards were dicks. The guys in Central Booking were cool, but the guys in the actual jail cell were dicks.
Somebody called you pretty boy.
No. Like, because I'm panicking going, look, I put the bail bond in, I don't remember the number, because when I called them, it was in Central Booking. They give you a phone book and they give you a whole listing of bail bonds. But by the time I had to put the jumpsuit on and go in the back, I didn't have any numbers. So I didn't know who to call or whatever. So I'm panicking. I'm going to the front guard guy who was right there at the, because I don't know if you guys know anything about how jail works. I don't know how prison works, but with jail, at least the one I went to, there's two levels of, 40 rooms total. So 20 on top, 20 on the bottom, and each one holds two people. So the top bunk and a bottom bunk. And there's this big open floor with like a, workout set and two TVs and a bunch of tables with like chess, whatever. I'm sure jail's a lot better than prison, but so like on top of that, like the head guards guy was like right there in the common area with everybody else with this huge like computer set up, and he was just in. So I go up to this guy, I'm like, hey, is there any way for me to check to see if my bail actually got? And he was like, we'll let you know when we were gonna kick you out. I'm like, well, okay, Sorry, I understand that, but we'll let you know. I was like,
so you're saying that the gentleman at the jailhouse wasn't courteous to one of the prisoners? No fucking shit. Maybe you should file a complaint with HR.
No. The thing is, I realized why he was like that way, and that's the reason why I started out with this, is because later on, you know, fast forward about another 2 hours, I hear the shit he has to put up with these, you know, assholes. Like, this one guy, you know, I hear him yelling over, gentlemen, by the way, anybody who's on the bottom layer, do not go upstairs. And then some other guy's like, why not? He's like, because I said so, shithead.
It's actually pretty funny.
That guy's funny.
How many times did they play the Jailhouse Rocks?
There was no music.
Johnny Cash didn't play there? I just assumed that.
No, Cash didn't, no.
Really?
No, jails, it wasn't Folsom like Prison. TV. It was just El Paso County Jail. So.
Why are you Dutch, man?
You're better than this, bro.
You really are.
This is my bit.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I just forgot to put in my phone pre-trial date because on the ticket itself it has like a big bold letters, you know, March 12th, you know, and then like next to it in smaller print, by the way, your pre-trial's here. So
that's tomorrow. So you're going to court.
Oh, no. They scrapped the whole thing because I wasn't there for that. So I have another set one for another like week or so. My lawyer's like, dude, look, he's like, they're going to be fine. He's like, especially I know this judge personally, so we'll be fine.
Fantastic.
So yeah, try not to go to jail again.
I might go to jail for 30 days for the suspended driving license thing, by the way. That's the way.
No, you're not.
No.
I just might. I'm not. Dude, even my lawyer's like, dude, I know this guy. And even he can't. He's like, dude, you know, don't plan on anything.
Go to prison for 30 days.
No, you don't.
I don't want to go to prison. It's not prison. It's jail. There's two different things.
Oh, okay. You know what? That's fine.
You go to the county jail.
That's fine. That's fine. No, that's fine. I apologize. I didn't mean to embarrass you, Dutch.
It's not embarrassing me. It's just you're embarrassing yourself by your lack of knowledge. You aren't thug, my friend. And my good friend Sean are thugs.
Who's the one going to jail?
Exactly. I'm a thug.
Who's the one with the thug life tattoo?
All of us.
This guy, two thumbs right here.
Okay.
With my V-neck sweater.
I hope. Dutch, I want me to make a joke for you. You're my friend. I don't want you to go to jail for 30 days. You don't.
I might.
You're my friend, and I want to think of you.
So like, if you don't hear anything from me.
Would you at least tell us?
Please at least have Kelly tell us.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, so I'm going to have to write everybody's number down. So Kelly, if you get a collect call from jail.
Can we call Kelly?
Right now?
Oh, yeah, right now. Oh,
by the way, Marie, I need to tell you another story about her.
Okay. Fine, but hold on, Marie. Birthday shot.
Birthday shot.
Birthday shot.
I will take this bright red one. Do you know what you put in?
Yeah,
can you tell
alcohol.
Me?
Drink okay. it.
Fine.
There's alcohol in there, guys. Don't.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
For the birthday girl.
One down.
Everybody,
all you right. don't know what was up to you.
Kelly calls me. By the way, I'm less than 10 hours out of. Actually, fast forward 24 hours out of jail. I get a ring from my girlfriend.
Oh boy!
Oh, is she gonna marry you?
Well, no, no.
Oh, you meant like a phone?
I meant phone calls.
I hope not only do you go to jail for 30 days, but she decides she wants to marry you, but will only do it while you're in jail. So you have to have one of those terrible.
Oh no! Days. Yeah, just like a Marilyn, Charlie Manson type wife.
They do it through glass.
Oh, I hope Kelly puts her tit up against the glass and be like, "I'll wait for you."
I hope Dutch does that.
With his balls.
In jail, there's no glass. You're not like between glass.
All right, just story. What was the other story? Sorry.
Oh, so it's, you know, I want to say close to 10:30 at night on Saturday night. I get a call and Kelly's like,
hey, Sam, I don't, you know, it's just it's Fireball and your sister and we're at the gay bar.
Kelly, I can't hear you. You're eating your phone.
I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yeah, you're fine.
So I lost my shoe and my purse, and I think I'm towards my house, but I'm not sure.
Kelly, where, what road are you on?
You don't even know Denver, so why does it matter?
Kelly, you're not going to drive home, right?
Yes.
Yes, you're walking, or are you driving?
No.
No, wait. Did you drive to the bar?
It's at the gay bar.
Which one? I don't know which of you.
It's the one near our house.
Okay, Kelly, you're not driving home because you're obviously hammered.
Yeah, you're hammered. I'm not hammered.
Kelly, I'm not even like halfway to being drunk at this point. So, were you with my sister? Who are you with?
I think it was with, yeah, it was with Laura.
It was either you were or you weren't. You were obviously with her sober at one point. Dude, this went on for at least another 10 minutes before I just hung up on her and had her made, you know, had her get her bearings and then call me back. So all I know is that she got shit-face hammered, and I actually kind of wanted to talk to her about that. So if you're going to call her up, do you guys have her number? Of course you do.
Maybe.
You should.
If not,
you guys were hanging out with her the whole time. Here, I'll send it to you.
I know I do, but I mean, if you type it in Skype, it'll be easier.
I know, but I figured you two would have it.
I mean, I have it in my phone. When me and her send naked pictures to each other. It's fine.
That's awesome.
Me too.
But you're sending her naked pictures?
All of you guys?
Yeah.
You're getting naked pictures from Kelly?
What? How many?
She is a little dirtbag, isn't she? All right, here we go.
Dirtbag. Where's the number?
Hold on. All right. Kelly, if you're listening, I know you are. Just call in. It makes it so much easier on us.
Number already.
Stop sending me pictures while I'm doing a show with
I sent it in Skype.
Okay.
I hope.
86. I'm kidding.
866.
Excuse me.
Man ass.
All right. Let's see. Paste. Call. Add to group call.
Skype ring. Is fun.
Are we giving a Skype
ring?
Ring.
Yeah, she was loosey goosey Saturday night. I kind of wish I kind of wanted. She would have might give her butt again.
Hey guys,
Kelly.
Kelly, are you okay with the fact that your boyfriend is going to probably go to jail for 30 days? Are you fine with that?
He's a criminal.
Well, I just hope there's a BuzzFeed quiz called "Which Orange is the New Black character are you?" So we can just call him that from now on.
Hey, Crazy Eyes. I hope you have fun in jail.
I was hoping he'd be Crazy Eyes.
Yeah, put in jail.
I always knew you were a lesbian.
Jailbird.
Now, he's probably going to be the one that's like always obsessed about his wedding, where he's cutting out clips from magazines talking about what his wedding's going to be like because he's going to be so missing you.
He's going to be the one who gets pregnant by the warden or the jail guard.
Dutch.
Oh, no, he's going to be the Russian lady that runs the
kitchen. Yeah. You guys do realize that jail's different than prison.
Now, when Dutch makes fun of you for drinking, like for being drunk.
Yeah, by the way, do you have any recollection of that call on Saturday night when you called me?
Nope, not at all.
Good. Not at all.
Good girl.
She sounds like a winner.
She sounds like a blackout. Like, the thing is, like, I've gotten really drunk and, like, I've forgotten certain areas of a night, but I've never forgotten entire nights like she does.
Yeah, that's the Dutch calling somebody a drunk is the pot.
That is, no, that's called you have a problem.
You have a problem.
We all
have. I'm sorry, who's going to jail? Some of the things he was saying, I can't. I don't recall.
Yeah, I was just telling the story.
I left
the gay bar because I was going to go get food because I realized my problem was I hadn't eaten all day. And, yeah.
Wait, it was a gay bar?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought you didn't say that.
I said it was a gay bar.
No, you didn't. You just...
my sister...
Every bar you go to is a gay bar, so you just call them bars.
No, dude. Listen, my sister, Laura, who's actually the reason why Kelly and I met, she's the biggest fag hag out there. Gay dudes love her.
Okay.
And she essentially is a gay boy trapped in a woman's body. Well, there you go. We said the same thing. That's weird.
Hot. Hook me up, Dutch.
There's no penis there, Sean. Hook
There's
it,
not?
No.
Hook Wait. An N-bomb up.
Sup, N-bomb.
Now, are you going to visit Dutch when he goes to prison?
It's not prison.
Maximum security penitentiary?
Conjugals? You guys are going to set up conjugals, right?
Right. You going to give him a hand, Joe, in the rec time yard?
He needs human contact, Kelly. Don't you understand?
Schedule a couple bloges.
Yeah, get him a couple bloges, a couple of handjoes, and get him ready to go for the evening.
Yeah, if we could figure out a way, would you give me a blowy in like the visiting room?
I'm down.
No, not you.
Oh.
Oh.
The sad part is both of them meant Sean. Look, I think what it is, Kelly's attracted to bad boys. Like, Dutch is a bad boy.
I'm not a bad boy.
Yes, you are. You're going to Maxim Security Space Prison.
I'm not.
Wait, Maxim has a prison? That's going to be sexy.
No, it's
right?
Photoshopped.
Oh.
But
oh, wow.
Dutch, yes, that's right. The prison keeps getting worse every time I mention it. So.
The what keeps getting worse?
Oh, the maximum security space prison guarded by ninja monkeys that you're going to be staying
okay,
in.
Okay, this well, isn't
by the
even
way,
accurate.
The only meal is rape.
I don't want that.
Well, so it's not, well, that's the beauty of rape. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Well, if you don't want it for your full meal, you can also get it as a side item.
That's right.
By the time you leave here, you will literally be unrapeable.
What is that from?
Schumer.
That's very funny.
All right, thanks, Kelly.
Bye. Get drunk and visit him. And oh, just cheat on him when he's in jail.
That's what I'm going to do.
Good luck.
Did you just say good luck?
Well, yeah. Find anybody who's hotter than me.
I hope you get stabbed and have one of those scars on your face for the rest of your life when you go to maximum security.
Do you think Dutch
ninja lava space prison camp?
This isn't even real anymore.
When Dutch gets out of space camp, he's going to have
space
a little
camp.
Space
from jail to space camp.
He's gonna have.
Is Leah Thompson gonna be there?
Yes.
He's gonna have two little teardrops tattooed on his face.
Space teardrops.
Oh, space teardrops.
Fantastic.
Space tears. Which are just tears with little rockets coming out of them.
By the way, this reminds me that because Kelly texted me the other night. Apparently, in the new Archer, her particular sorority that she was in was mentioned.
To what now?
In Archer, the most recent, here you go. Let me just tell you what she...
I'm two episodes behind.
Okay.
Behind.
She said, apparently there's a reference to my sorority in Archer tonight. And I said, meh? And she said, don't know, a girl posted on Facebook that Phi Mu referenced.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll have to watch it on Hulu later.
Phi Mu? She was in Phi Mu?
Yeah. And that's what I said. I said, Phi Mu were your Greek letters?
Ooh, that's the fat girl rep one.
Oh, is that
the fat girl? Do what now?
Ooh.
No, here, hold on. That's where
at
I
least,
went.
At least
no,
the
no,
UF chapter.
Wait, no, the fat
listen.
Girl. Listen, I heard what you said. The fat girl, but what's it called again?
Phi Mu.
How come I was
no?
Never
it's
told
not
MU.
No,
here, hold on. This is what I said to her back. I said more like Phi Boo. And then she said Phi, and then I kept annoying her for the next like 20 minutes with it. I just said or Phi Poo, or Phi Dr. Drew, or Phi Moo, and then I waited another 15 minutes, and then I said because you're cows, get it.
Now, do they do keg crane stands where they lift them up with cranes so they can oh. See because they're fat.
Oh God, sorry.
Oh. I love how we all were on the same page with that.
You never went to any Phi
Mu
parties.
No, seriously, Phi Mu.
Why would you?
That's like
one. There's not alcohol. It's just Swedish fish.
Number two, it takes place. Number two, it takes place in an empty field, and everyone just kind of grazes.
I don't have a problem with any of that, except for the Swedish fish part.
Their idea of rushing is just going to Walmart and getting as much Snickers as possible.
Yeah, they better rush before they're out of Snickers.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Kelly. I have no experience with Phi Mu. It just, that's the reputation they had on the UF campus. Your chapter may be completely different.
Why?
According to Archer, I'm assuming that's what it was, right? They have to be making that reference.
Phi Mu. It's like calling the Jewish fraternity Kike and Kike. Like, just they're not even trying.
I don't know if that's a good idea. First of all, those aren't even Greek letters.
Are you sure?
Kike? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just...
Oh, I thought you meant moo.
Oh. No, that's a real Greek letter.
Cows are real Greek letters. Nah, but seriously, that's awesome.
No, but seriously, let's go fuck some fat girls.
I never really had a fat chick.
Really?
I've had a few ugly chicks, like, don't get me wrong, like, you know... threes at best, but that never none of them were like fat. It was all like in their face.
At best.
Dutch, bro, three's
back. Oh, my God, dude.
Three is like, I mean.
What was I doing? It was the rave days where you had the hot roller chicks or the tweaker bitches.
Okay. The tweaker bitch.
You know what I'm talking about.
They put out.
Yeah, they do. Believe me. That's why I said, yeah.
Because they're jacked up on tweak and ready to suck.
Oh, they love sucking dick.
Have you seen that video going around YouTube, Dutch? Maybe you could pull it up and play it.
Sean sucking dick?
No, that's on
RedTube. We're working on it.
Okay.
Someone put a rave. I think Dennis posted it. Maybe you can find it. A rave to Benny Hill music. And it's simple. But when you watch it,
the Benny Hill bit is still not old to me.
Yeah, maybe you can find it, Dutch, or pull it up because it is.
It might be easier on your end.
No, it really isn't.
I'm easier on his
it's
end.
It's way easier on your end.
Is it really?
Yes, because screen share is easier for you. Then I'm not going to explain it. I'm not going to explain myself to you, Dutch. You got some explain. Oh, birthday shot time.
Oh, already?
Yes.
Yeah, shots, baby.
Birthday shot. Birthday shot.
Can you tell me what's in this one?
Yeah, alcohol. Drink it and shut up.
There goes Marie. There you go. Is that number two?
Yep.
She is good at this.
You're not going to tell her what's in it? What can you tell me?
That's the other moonshine.
Hey, talk low. Marie won't be able to hear you.
Damn it!
That's the other. No, I tell her after she drinks them. That's the other moonshine. She's at
you
two
guys have dude, the South loves their moonshine, man. Dude,
I know. We have
Florida South, which isn't really South.
No, we definitely have moonshine here. So she has two moonshine shots so far.
Hey, what am I looking up on YouTube again?
Oh.
my dick sucking video.
Benny Hill music. Benny Hill music with the Ravers.
Benny Hill Ravers. Should I do original?
I'm assuming? Yes, original. Yes, that's the one.
Stop that.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me pull this up. How's that shot treating you there, Marie?
Oh, I'm already feeling it.
Nice.
Give me two double moonshine shots. That motherfucker.
First off, language.
All right, here we go. Let me pull this up. And then I hit this button right here.
I believe it's pronounced Bootin.
Full screen two, start.
Five.
Does that work? Can you see it?
Yeah. I see. Well, you're not playing anything yet, but yes, I see your screen.
All right, cool. Here
there
you go.
There it is. Yeah, press play.
I want to know what music they're actually listening to. This rules. For you podcasters who want to know what we're watching, just type in Benny Hill Original Awake Fest. Or yes. Just Benny Hill Raver Original.
That's it. It's short. But
in my rave days, I don't remember them dancing like that. We're all about the glow sticks and the fireballs and the massages and all that kind of good stuff. What's up?
Nothing. I was clearing my throat.
You want me to move on? Usually the Royce throat clear is time to move on.
No, that was just phlegm in my throat.
Really? Wow, it's like the first time in 7 years that I've been doing radio with you.
Or well, it's the first time in 7 years that my co-host is going to go to jail, so I guess we've all learned something today.
Okay, you don't have to be a jerk about it.
I'm being a jerk. We're just stating facts.
By the way, what's going on with this fucking flight in Malaysia? Like, how the fuck did it just disappear? How did it just disappear?
We're like five Malaysia moo.
Like, is there an Alex Jones type thing going on here?
I don't know. What is Malaysia?
There was a 777 that went completely missing.
Shut up for a second. You stepped over. Marie's line was very good.
I'm sorry.
No, it was actually not bad. Marie, what's Malaysia?
It's the very bad Asia. Because mal is Spanish for bad.
Oh, okay.
See, I did a
Shut up, Marie.
It's a John Bob!
You're going to John for that one. Jesus Christ, the pony.
So
he laughed.
Shot.
You bombed.
Yes. Bomb, there you go. If Marie has a failed joke, she has to take shots.
No. Those are getting refilled. Bomb gets shot. Go.
No.
Go.
You're good.
Those are not.
Me.
Those are not moonshine.
Which one?
Whichever. Pick.
Which one? The lighter one.
Both look delicious.
All right, I'm gonna try this.
What's that one, Marie?
I'll tell you. She drinks it.
There you go, Marie.
Drop shot.
Oh, that's pretty weak.
Yeah, that's weak. That's a weak one. It's not too bad.
Wait, so you're bartending in your house tonight?
Yeah, I'm bartending. I'm making drinks.
Drinks?
These four drinks are for the first hour. She's getting four more second hour.
No!
Nice.
Die.
Well, Marie, don't bomb anymore and you'll be fine.
But there aren't any rules to this game. He just yells it sometimes.
Well, that wasn't very funny.
Well, we just made the first one up. So don't do any bomb jokes. But dude, yeah, this fucking flight just disappeared. It was a massive like jumbo jet coming out of Malaysia, flying to I forget where.
Oh, I thought it was a massive jumbo shrimp. That's where I got confused.
What?
Those are delicious.
Oh, they.
Roy should take a shot.
The tempura. Okay, give me a shot. No, I'm not taking a shot.
I think Roy should take a shot.
I mean, if you want, but I'm not gonna.
Think it would just be nice if you were to help your girlfriend out. Take the last one on the table for right now.
First off, it's my wife.
My wife. That's right.
My wife.
Dude, it still fucks me up that you guys are married.
It fucks me up, too. Trust me. I call her my girlfriend all the time, still. I think the other day she did nail me pretty bad. I was standing there. I go, would my lovely girlfriend please get me a cup of water? And I go, wait, oops, no. My wife, she goes, yeah, you have better luck with your girlfriend getting you a glass of water. And I was like, fuck, that's all. I promptly laughing. Got up and got a glass of water.
I thought it was hysterical.
What a cunt.
That is true.
Wait. Both?
All of it?
Okay.
Shut that cunt's mouth or I'll come over there and fuck start her head.
I mean, do you guys know this story at all? I mean, we can move on from it. I mean,
yeah, they're still looking for the plane.
It disappeared. There was no radio transmission. There was nothing. There's nothing to explain. And people on the internet are already saying alien abduction at this point.
Well, because Why? They would say that anyways.
Well, here's the thing. There was no radar. There was no phone call. There was no distress signal. Nothing.
Sean, explain.
Well, there is a phenomenon that...
The movie Phenomenon with John Travolta where he had powers. I saw it. It was not bad.
He kissed a guy on a plane.
Right. It wasn't awful.
He's gay. You know, John Travolta's gay.
Allegedly. Unless he's a fan of the show.
And nine other countries are involved in the search for Flight 370. Dozens of ships and aircraft are crisscrossing more than 10,000 square miles. Chip Reed is in Washington with...
Chip Reed's not a real name.
Chip Reed.
Good morning.
Turn that up a bit. It's a little low.
He said shit. Huge, and it is constantly expanding.
I haven't played that in a while.
One American said... Time is against us.
Time is against us, and I'm not even gay.
Planes and helicopters are
planes and helicopters.
Surface radar to scan the ocean for debris, but given the lack of
and I'm scanning the clubs
the
for cock.
Final location, the teams are only making an educated guess.
I'm gay.
But I went to Malaysia once for the little boys.
That's the best place.
And my dick got lost there too for a week, but I found it. Sorry, go ahead.
Is with the U.S. 7th Fleet in the South China Sea.
Time is not on our side.
South so China Sea sounds like a
this search will be the better.
Sounds like a punk rock band.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say it sounds like a rock band. Like, all right, opening up for Stone Sour.
South China Sea, give it up, everybody.
They're pretty good. Actually, I heard they got the original basses from Pantera.
The waters between Malaysia and Vietnam are relatively shallow. In many places, if you stood the missing Boeing 777 on its nose, part of the tail would stick out of the water. But shallow water presents its own problems. Tides and
plane in the water. Bow, 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 bow.
No, seriously, a lot of people are probably dead.
They're dead. They're all dead.
Scattering debris more quickly. Shallow water can also confuse sonar, sound waves used to locate objects on the ocean floor.
Sonar's
easy. Fucked up, right? Like, nothing. They're getting nothing. This plane disappeared without a single trace of communication. It's just fucking weird, man.
So don't fly to Malaysia then.
I guess they're flying out of Malaysia to go to
Don't fly in and or out of Malaysia.
You know, just don't be in Malaysia.
Go somewhere else.
Go anywhere else but Malaysia.
I hear South France is beautiful. Go there.
It's nice.
Yeah, just chill there for a bit.
Go to the French Riviera. I'm sure you'll have a good time. You won't get lost. Go find that wreckage.
Talked to a French Canadian today, and I couldn't understand half of what she was saying.
But did she put out?
No, it was on the phone.
So did she put out?
Phone-wise?
Well, I kind of... It moved a little.
Okay. Did you ask her what she was wearing?
No.
Well, she's
assumed, since it's, you know, yeah, it's that area. It's Montreal.
Well, I'm wearing a parka, eh?
Oh, that's
no, no. It's way thicker than that. You have no idea how thick the fucking French accent is over there.
Yeah, no. No one in South Florida would know what French Canadians are like, even though all their other homes are here. Yeah, we wouldn't.
Really?
Know. Yeah, dude.
I don't know what the population of Florida is, shithead.
Old people.
Yeah,
I figured it was dying people and criminals.
A lot of
and
French
Cubans.
A lot of old French Canadians have their homes in Boca, so there's a lot of on like Ontario.
Hollywood too.
In Hollywood too.
Hollywood
yeah.
Beach is all fucking French Canadians.
Yep. It's bad.
It's awful.
And they never tip. Like that's something that I at least in, I don't know if it's a stereotype anywhere else in the country, but at least in South Florida, because there's such a big population of them, the service industry people, everyone you talk to, they hate French Canadians because they don't tip. They just don't.
That's foreigners in general.
No, but specifically.
Well, yeah, because it aggravates them because most servers in America figure Canadians are so close to America that
they would at least
have
know
to
how
be
it
the
works.
Same there, but it's not.
No, you're right. But that being said, though, I've always remembered the waiters making $2.50 an hour, you know?
Right. Well, but once again, that's
what about
America.
The waiters making $2.50 an hour?
I don't go to those restaurants.
Yeah, those restaurants aren't very...
Waffle Houses.
Yeah.
Those restaurants aren't very Waffle Houses?
They're not.
They're all Waffle Houses.
They're all Waffle Houses.
Apparently, we're getting called out in the chat room here. Whatever. It says, hey, I love everyone. You guys are all awesome, but your perspectives are a little messed up. Awesome, because I'm understanding and feeling sorry for us because of our lack of knowledge. Sorry, idiots. It's not the right terminology. What?
I'll drop some knowledge on your bitch right now.
I don't.
Bree's drunk. Yes. Call in 954-573-2780 if you want to. I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest, but.
I really don't know what perspective. I mean, listen, I understand you tuned into a hard-hitting news show like Dutch and Royce.
Yeah.
Expect some news.
I was just bringing it up. The thing is that what he's talking about?
No, they said it before we started talking about Malaysia.
Oh, well, if you're coming here for news and perspective on things, then, dude.
Then we have a lot of them.
We have none.
We have a ton.
We have a news button. That's about as newsy as we get.
Listen, if you've come here to be...
Can't come.
To be informed and educated and feel enlightened at the end of it, then you've come to the right place, my friend.
You did.
We are very smart and intelligent, and our opinions are probably better than yours, hence why the show is named We Are Better Than You.
That guy wearing a blanket? He's a genius.
What? Oh, I'm wearing
a
blanket?
He's got tons of perspectives when he's not high, and even more when he is.
By the way, is there any way we can like figure out a camera for Sean, or is that impossible?
Impossible. I'll figure it out.
Also, like from my feed here, is there any way I can see you guys aside from the little... Small thing.
Why do you want to?
I want to see the people I'm talking to.
I feel like you're asking for a lot.
Yeah, but I look like a homeless person.
I feel like he's getting a little uppity right now.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just, I just want to see you, but now it's black screen.
Because I'm trying to fix it for you.
Oh, there you go.
It's in blackface.
Is that
right
better?
Now.
I know it's not perfect, but is that better?
Better, yeah. Better.
There you go. What I did was, okay, anyway.
I know what you did.
You're in a technical aspect.
Shut up.
Dutch.
You're lacking perspective, Royce.
You son of a bitch. By the way, can we all agree that 20% now is a tip to give? Because I think 15% is not even right anymore. At least 18, but I always give 20.
I can't
think
of the last time I gave 15%.
You give at least 20, right?
Always.
Yeah.
20 if they suck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know what you mean.
They are.
Yeah, it will proportion. Yeah, that's true. Because 15 seems shitty at this point, right? It should be changed to 20.
It shouldn't be anything at all. I mean, we're the only country that has the dumb, you know, tip rule.
Right.
I don't know. I think whenever I've gone to Europe, it...
Waiters.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Employers should just pay waiters.
Oh, yeah. We shouldn't have to pay them and then pay for the food. It's just...
That service would suck.
No.
Yeah, it would. But what incentive would you have to work hard?
Okay, they would fire you.
What about...
Exactly.
What about the places where the service sucks already and people still go there?
I can go with your theory, like, Royce, but here's the thing. I was in Europe for 3 weeks when I was out there for my brother's wedding, and we didn't get bad service in any of the restaurants we went.
I watched European Vacation once, so
touché. Did you? And how was it?
I don't even think I'm using that right.
No, I don't think so either.
Man, that guy's right. We are idiots.
And we have no perspective on
it. Not even a little.
I was going to say, I mean, like, you know, it might make sense, you know, logically, but when you actually do it, it's like, dude, I didn't have any bad service at all. And in fact, my dumb dad, like, because he always tips way over the top. Like, my dad's idea of getting away with being an asshole to somebody is tipping them well. But they don't know that until after you leave. Yeah. So you put them through hell for you know, an hour and a half, however long dinner takes. And then you leave them, you know, a 50% tip or whatever. I'm like, do you realize the amount of the gallons of spit you've had to eat over the years? Because, dude, I'm sure your old man's the exact same way.
Maybe he likes spit.
Yeah.
His old man isn't so bad at a restaurant.
He's not bad?
Not restaurants.
My dad's insufferable.
Royce's old man is the type of guy that he goes to the same restaurant multiple times, though, so they know what he ends up tipping, and they actually end up loving him.
Okay.
He's still an ass.
My dad treats every place like he's been there 1,000 times, and he hasn't. That's his problem. He walks in like he's one of the cast members from Cheers, thinking everybody's going to know who he is, so he treats everybody like, you know, dog, not treats them like dog shit. Like, he does what we do to each other because we've known each other forever, you know, insulting each other and just being dicks. He does it to people, like poor 22-year-old waitresses he just meets. I saw him make a girl cry.
What did he say?
Well, I guess she was having a bad day or something like that, but like,
how did he make her cry? Please tell me.
I think the line that broke the camel's back was,
fat slut.
Like, the food was good, but the service was awful. Was the line that broke her back, I guess. Yeah, she said, is everything okay for you? And he's like, the food's good, but I guess it was his delivery or something. She was emotional anyways.
Everyone's just going to let Dutch get away with the line that broke her back. That's not a saying.
I wasn't listening.
The straw that broke the camel's back?
Back, yes.
Okay, so the line that broke the straw. I don't care.
You said the line that broke her back. I've never heard that before.
Okay, I just made it up. No, you didn't. But you knew where I was going.
No, I did not.
Okay, well, then I apologize. What I meant to say was the line that broke the straw of the camel's back toe area.
Now I like it. That joke will go over well.
There you go.
The super space moon prison in the middle of a volcano.
There you go, people. You're welcome.
Take that.
Why are you yelling again?
I'm not yelling.
All
by
day.
The way, Canadian in the chat room, I was not saying all Canadians don't tipple. I was saying French Canadians don't tipple. There is a difference.
Is that what we were saying? I don't even remember saying that.
Yeah, no. We said French Canadians. Because you were talking about French.
I was talking about how I can't understand a word they're saying.
Right, and then I said there's a
lot
of
French. The accent's thick, man. It's like when you go to Ireland, you can't understand a word that they're saying.
Well, that's because they're drunk. Irish.
No, you don't. You're not Irish.
I understand Irish. I'm pretty good at it.
I'm pretty good, too.
What's the language for people from Armenia? Like,
Armenian?
Just Armenian? So your language is Armenian and you are Armenian. I guess it's like English and English.
You know. What? It's fucking crazy.
It's like German and German.
It's so weird.
But
it's,
we're American and our language is English.
First off, we're American. We're not American.
Oh,
American.
Sorry. Yeah.
We're United States of America.
Yeah, we're United States of America.
Could you not do that?
Do what, America?
Why are you doing that?
Because I don't want my plane.
By the way, the guest in the chat room, that's such a typical Canadian thing to do whenever you mention Canada. Ignorant Americans. Fuck yourself. Shut up.
Yeah, we are ignorant Americans.
I was up in Vancouver for a month, and that's the only thing you got. Dude, I had a couple of friends from Canada when I was in college, and like, it didn't matter what the fucking conversation was. I was sitting there going, yeah, I got this pop filter on my mic from Best Buy for like $2. Oh, in Canada, it's like $3. Thanks, okay. Bill. Okay, you know, so, you know, I'm drinking, you know, a Stella, you know, I got it, you know. And in Canada, they actually give you a glass with the Stella that you buy. Okay, I understand you like your country. Stop it. Stop shoving your country's thing in our face. I don't do that when I go up to Canada. I don't do that when I go into in America, it's this way. Like, it's always they're trying to prove themselves. It's like that younger brother who's trying to prove that he's smarter. And he may be smarter and more successful than his older brother, but just stop it. You're seeming desperate at this point.
No one wants to live in Canada because everyone that lives south of Canada just thinks that there's polar bears running the country.
There's not.
Exactly.
Polar bears?
in Canada.
Well, because global
warming. Well, I figured the majority of the Yukon, at least, right?
Because global warming is pushing the polar bears
to
south.
To Canada.
So it's just.
Everybody panic! It's just like the Titanic, but it's full of bears!
That's scientifically logical, so I'm not going to fight it.
I watch a lot of Nat Geo, which is short for National Geographic.
We know what it means.
When do you watch this?
I watch it in my spare time and when Al Gore tells me to. And seriously, global warming is an issue.
You know what, Marie? You know what to fix global warming? That last shot before break.
Okay.
Shot.
Oh, shit.
Will you tell me what's in this one?
Yeah, after you drink it.
Can you tell me now?
Nope.
There goes Marie on her 29th birthday. How did that taste, Marie?
Delicious.
Yeah?
I'll taste like shots.
That was whiskey.
Just straight whiskey. Jesus Christ. You're going to kill her.
No. It was the honey tea whiskey.
It was just.
Oh, dude, that stuff is like, you could sip that like regular tea. I remember having that when I was at your house. Of course you still have that bottle there.
Oh, it's a new one.
Well, you didn't finish it.
Oh. Well, I only had like one glass of it, and I was like, okay, this, I'm not, yeah, enough.
I'm not doing this.
Oh, you too good for it?
Then honey whiskey, yes.
That didn't stop you from drinking it.
I only had a glass of it, and I was like, okay, I'll take anything other than what this is.
Yeah, it's like you fucking a three.
Oh, yeah.
That goes full circle.
Well.
I may be drunk, but I listen.
Real quick, back to Canada. I don't hate all Canadians, but I do.
I do.
Just hate 99% of them.
I do know what you're saying, Dutch. There are some of them where anytime you bring up anything at all, it's like,
got to
like,
go back to your country.
In Canada, right. We watch hockey, eh?
We know.
Oh, dude, I knew a guy in college from Australia who did the exact same thing.
Well, but that's
it's different. Just people who are just insecure in their own thing. Like the majority of the Canadians, I got to say this, when I was in Vancouver, like Canadians, the nicest, like uncomfortably nicest people I've ever been around.
They absolutely are.
Maybe they were trying to have sex with you.
Maybe.
No, they're just really polite.
No, generally there's more anger and, you know, hatred for their fathers when that comes into play.
Sweet.
Did you go curling?
No, I did not go curling.
Butt curling.
But, you know, I've talked to people like that. It's Canada's so close to the U.S. I even get it. Like,
but they want it to be further. That's the thing.
I get it. But
they want to be a foreign country, and they don't realize, dude.
They want to be in the band Foreigner.
Why wouldn't you want to be? I mean,
look, I give Canada their props. Rush, really good band.
Yes, Canada, one of the best.
Brian Boitano.
Canadian, no problem. Jim Carrey. First half of his career, great. Fuck you, Canada.
Avril Lavigne.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if Brian Boitano is Canadian.
Some 41.
Some 42.
I'm not going to give you Nickelback. If anything, that drops you down a peg.
You know what, though? Can we be fair to... And I know I'm never going to say
Brian Boitano is American.
Can we be fair to Canada and just not... just let's give Nickelback to the devil. Let's not even give it to Canada or us to anybody. Because even though Canada can be annoying, I feel bad giving them Nickelback. Nickelback's so bad. Did I feel bad even giving
they
it to them?
They got the best record deal. Like, dude, the amount of money that their record company put behind to just sell their song. They literally, it was a PayPal, not PayPal. What's the other word? Where they basically pay a radio station to play their songs.
Oh, Payola. Yeah.
Payola. That was what Island Records was doing at the time. They were just paying them to play Nickelback because they knew it was, you could get them on more stations with different type of formats than any other type of station. Like, you know what I mean? Any other type of band. Because it was so mediocre and down the middle. Oh, fuck that band. I hate them.
Go on.
So, look at his food.
Don't do that. Sorry. Don't do that.
I don't have... I had the button and I lost it, and I think Mitch has it. And Mitch sadly died. That's the reason why he's not here with us
tonight.
What
do you mean sadly?
He died and actually...
Mitch happily died.
A dome accident in Minnesota.
Exactly. That's not happily for him, but happily for the rest of us on the show.
That's odd that he
would
die.
It's not what you think. He was getting dome like the black people call head, and then he died.
Warlife Radio! Hey, smokers. You stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
The Sunny Show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Back Talk Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
It's All About Me with Halls and Rorschach.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can not sell it.
I got pain. It's all I have. Yo, I got pain. I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, and puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on Warlike Radio.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hi, welcome to Salon Twirls. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is kind of embarrassing, but my wife wants him to be more kept down there. Any suggestions?
I can see you're probably like South Islander, which means you've got a little shadow going on in the cracks. I'd probably use a bleaching cream. And, you know, the directions say apply once a day. I'd just go ahead and do three times. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, get in on the go.
And what am I bleaching exactly?
Your booty hole.
Wouldn't that hurt?
You might like it. You'd be surprised. Most guys like a little tingle down there.
Sign me up.
Listen to Trust Us. Listen to Trust Us, We're Hot. Every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars?
Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Brainstew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, guys.
Well, why do you have to use such foul language on the radio?
There is nothing foul about it. Are you another one of these geeks that just wants to call and tell me what I should say? Do you not enjoy this program, sir?
I'm just disappointed in the way you talk about Rush and all the people around.
No, listen to me. I don't see. Not everybody agrees with you. That may come as a great shock to you, my super patriotic friend. But there are people who have very strong, differing points of view. And as of today, and it's a miracle, but we still have the freedom to express our point of view, whether you like it or not.
And I'm one of them.
You're one of what?
One that likes to express his point of view, and I do
which is,
not believe
which
that
is
you're
what?
Expressing a very good one myself.
I don't give a crap whether you like it or not.
That's obvious.
I'm not here asking your approval, okay? Asking your seal of approval whether you like my opinion or not. This is not even an opinion show. This is a fun show, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm
and you're about as much. You're about as much fun as cancer with a colon, okay?
Hey, well, let me tell you something.
Yeah, you tell me something now, okay? Give me a good talking to. Okay, here we go.
Mr. Alan Combs.
Yeah.
You compared to him so well.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, you don't know who that is?
I don't have any idea who that is.
Alan Combs, radio talk show host, nationwide.
Yeah, I never heard of him.
Never heard of him?
Never heard of him. I have no interest in that crap.
Well, that just goes to show me where you're coming from.
What is that, where I'm coming from, okay? I'm an uneducated fool because I'm not a talk show groupie and sit around and listen and wait for hang my whole life on who says what on the radio?
I see your point.
I want to tell you. I want to tell you, sir. I want to tell you something, okay? That fat Rush Limbaugh, all he is Mr. Entertainment, okay? With all his right wing ramblings and his anti homeless and all that, all he is just a money making fool, okay?
Back with the second hour of Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com. Go to MoreLikeRadio.com/live to catch us live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. If you want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780. Also, if you go to that particular link I just gave you a second ago, worldofgrady.com/live, there's a full chat room, and you can get on the air that way when we read your comments and all kinds of stuff like that. So, oddly enough, though, like when I got arrested in the back of the cop car, the guy was listening to Rush Limbaugh the entire time.
That is good.
I was just, just making a comment. It's called a callback from the fact that I got arrested.
Oh.
For people who just tuned in.
Listen
to the first hour. And if you missed any of today's show, if you're just jumping in through either the TuneIn app or if you just joined us, like I said, on morelikeradio.com or anything like that, all of our shows, obviously recorded in podcast form, just go to iTunes, search More Like Radio. You can see every single More Like Radio show. All of our podcasts are put up there, along with the individual shows if you want to just search that one. But if you actually search More Like Radio, every single show is downloadable from that particular feed. Yep. So just do that.
Now, what is a show?
Well, it's what we're doing right now.
Oh, but
drinking?
Without Royce.
Without Royce. What happened to Royce? Did he have to take a shit?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. IBS boy at it again.
He said he was going to pee, and it probably meant pee out of his butt.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I've been shitting so much today.
What happened?
I said at the top of the show, I ate Taco Bell.
Oh, it's delicious. What'd you eat?
It was two chalupas and then two of their grillers.
Well, that's your problem.
I know.
Are the grillers good? I haven't had one of
They're
those
good.
Yet. Yeah.
They're good.
Speaking of fast food, let's see. A quick trip to McDonald's milkshake leads to an overnight police search in northern Michigan.
And boys to the yard.
Andrew County, Michigan. Staying at her parents, an 18-year-old Ontario woman. Well, what's she doing in Michigan? Oh, Ontario, Michigan. Planned a quick trip to McDonald's to get a milkshake with her 11-year-old cousin. She drove them to Bel Air McDonald's, which is not far from the parents' condominium, on Saturday. But it had...
Condominium. How do you say it?
Condominium?
Condoms.
Condoms. Maximus.
It already closed when they arrived at 10:30 p.m. By the way, what's a 12-year-old doing out... an 11-year-old doing out past 10:30.
YOLOing.
Being sexy.
Then she used her global positioning system to find the next closest McDonald's. She drove 12 miles down the road, but that was closed. Her GPS told her the next one was about 14 miles away. Either way, this dumb bitch relied on her GPS so much that she was gone for enough time where they could file a police report, and she didn't think to call mom and dad and say, hey, I'm just following my dumb GPS. Have you had it before? Like, where you follow, like, nowadays, like, I don't know how to get places because I rely solely on what my phone tells me how to go places. Back in the day, you just, like, oh, you just knew, okay, it's this way, it's that way, it's down the block, it's east of this, it's west of that. It's here in Colorado, whenever you're giving directions to somebody, you always tell them where the mountains are on your particular, Okay, so you drive into the mountains on your left, which means you're going north. Or you're driving towards the mountains, which means you're going west. You know, that kind of nonsense. Do you guys have anything like that? It's not like you have oceans or anything around there.
No.
You do, but it's not anywhere within visible sight.
I mean, people have roads and landmarks and shit.
Do you still go off that, though? Or do you kind of rely on your GPS at this point?
I mean, I rely on my GPS to go to Publix, but I mean, that's just because I'm lazy.
But Publix is like a block and a half from here.
Yeah, but my phone does it, and it's cool.
That made me think. Like, if like, say, all the electricity goes off, like the, that one show, like the end of the world show.
I'm scared.
I forget what was that show called? Revolution.
Yeah, that's the one.
When that dude, we are so married to our technology at this point that we are so fucked if that were to happen. And they say that it's more than likely going to happen.
Well, that's why I like living off the grid, because I don't have to rely on.
You don't do that by choice.
No, I do.
You do.
I have a spectacular sense of direction. I don't get lost. All it takes is I have to go somewhere one time. I don't need a GPS.
The thing is, I used to until the whole invention of the smartphone and the GPS and that kind of stuff.
No, I mean, it's nice if I'm going somewhere I've never been before, because then, you know. But
yeah,
if
but do you actually, if you do have a GPS or your phone, you're following that, do you actually remembering the turns you're taking?
Yes. I mean, I remember everything because I have a visual memory, so every photographic memory.
That's
so.
Right.
So,
yeah, I forgot about that about you. For those of you who don't know, Sean is a certifiable genius. I mean, he's done nothing with it, but technically he is.
So I if I see somewhere, like if I go somewhere one time, I can get back there and without, you know, any assistance.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever.
I remember being lost that when I first moved out to the East Coast, I think in like 2005, I packed up everything and moved out there to work with my brother. And I got lost on like a particular, I was driving for at least an hour and a half, like on the completely wrong, you know, highway in the middle of Ohio.
Ouch.
And I ended up like in like Cleveland or something.
I do remember before phones really had good GPS. This was like maybe 99, 2000. I had a friend in high school that had been to my house a few times already. Didn't think a lot with her head. And she was just going to my house one day like normal and was 2 hours late. And I was like, where the hell are you? And she's like, oh, I actually took the wrong exit off the highway and I got stuck on Alligator Alley and there's no U-turns.
Oh, wow.
So for people that don't know Alligator Alley, if you've gone past the toll that says, okay, you're out of no man's land and you're in swampland for the next hour until you hit Naples, the other side of Florida, there's no U-turn. But there's warning signs. Hey, you're about to get on Alligator Alley for the next hour. After the toll plaza, you're fucked.
It's called Alligator Alley because it's the highway that runs from Miami basically to Naples, and it runs through the Everglades.
Yes.
And when you drive down it, if you stop your car and pull over on the side of the road and you look at the canal on the side of the road, there are usually alligators.
Is there alligator like roadkill? Is that like a normal thing?
Yeah, an Alligator Alley.
Kind of like how deer is out here?
Not roadkill. No, you don't really see them on the street.
No, they're usually on the banks.
Yeah, there's a very large fence with barbed wire that keep them from crawling over and across. So
at least it's better than Alabama when I was there last and I hit that buzzard. I told you guys that story, right? I had to have told you that.
Yeah, probably.
I think you did, yeah.
That vulture buzzard thing.
Yeah, you did tell. I remember distinctly.
That was the. If you guys, what was the weirdest thing you ever hit with your car? Like, it could be an animal, it could be anything, but that was a fucking...
I've never.
That thing had a 12-foot wingspan and smashed against my car and rolled over the top of it like Jackie Chan.
The weirdest thing, I don't know, I hit a pigeon once.
I've never hit anything with my car.
You didn't drive. You kept driving as long as everybody else has.
Yeah, but I've still
never
hit anything.
You didn't get your license, you're like 21.
So?
So obviously the chances of you hitting things goes down because you've driven less. It's math.
Yeah, but I'm also a dick. On the road. Actually, no. I drive like an old man now.
I had a cinder block fly off the back of somebody's truck, and it hit like the front. It kind of grazed, I guess, the front right bumper of my car.
Thank God you were drunk.
Yeah. Otherwise, I really would have hit it.
Mm-hmm. Thank God you were driving while you were drunk.
Why do you guys have to bring it back to that? It gets mean after a while.
Because we like your stories.
Do you really?
Yeah. Not really.
I don't think you do.
Well, I mean, I do like your stories.
I really do miss you, Dutch.
Would you stop it already? Dude, you're like my brother. Okay, so I hung out with my brother Adam this last weekend. I haven't seen him that much because he had a girlfriend that was pretty controlling for a long time. And by the way, Adam is the short black guy who was like an all-state running back, and then after he met this girl, he gave up on football, and he could. I guarantee he'd be playing in the NFL right now had he not just stuck with it. Like, he's built like Ray Rice, you know, right. Like a short, stocky, like he's got fucking tree trunks for legs, you know, just short little Haitian kid, but he's a monster. At least he was during high school during the football thing. Either way. Hung out with him for the first time in a long time because of, like I said, his ex-girlfriend. You know, this is the kind of girl who used to, like, you know, say she was pregnant, like, every other month.
Prego.
And then say she had a miscarriage, like one of those kind of things. He was in one of those fucked up type of like. So the whole time I was hanging out with him, he was just like, dude, you know, it's really good to hang out. I mean, I miss you, man. I'm really good to hang out. Adam, relax, dude. It's cool. I'm here now. Let's just enjoy what we're at. But no, you don't understand how much fun of it. Okay, I get it. Like, that's what Sean's doing to me right now.
I miss you, man.
Like, stop it.
You had fun while you were here?
I know we had fun. So stop it.
I want to have more fun with you.
I don't like loving affection. I don't like this.
No, that's fine. I mean, I miss you too, Dutch, hanging out with you in Colorado.
I don't like this at all.
You know, being with my pal, doing radio face-to-face with my bud. Sort looking of. At his one pillow on his bed.
Oh, by the way, did you guys see? I got full new bed sheets, new pillows. Here, hold on. Here's one of the brandy new pillows. The other one's on the couch because I was using that the other day.
The couch?
I currently have 3 pillows.
Ooh.
Welcome to adulthood.
Fancy. I hate Zach Galifianakis, by the way.
Why? Because he's so awesome and funny and witty?
I don't get it. I don't know why anybody would... Have you guys ever found him funny? Maybe, okay. Maybe it's just me not liking alternative products.
He got on my nerves pretty fast. I mean,
I liked him in The Hangover.
Right. Speaking of shot
movie.
Shot.
Okay, I'm going to pick this one.
Okay.
Tell me what's in it.
Drink it first.
There goes Marie. What it tastes like, Marie. Hold on. You tell us what you think it is.
Hey, tell us what you think it is. How about that? And then I'll tell you.
Actually, I don't even think I needed the shot. That was delicious. That mm-hmm. was... It was cream-based.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have vodka tastes like the cinnamon.
Pinnacle Cinnabon, yeah.
Cinnabon, yeah. And Bailey's?
Yes. An Irish cream, yes.
All right.
Okay, good. She did good.
That was a good one.
All right. Royce, good, right? I can't full screen this video for some reason, so I'm just going to send it to you. What do you want? You on Skype or you on Hangout?
I want you to do it, so I don't have to.
I can't full screen it, so it's not going to work.
Yeah, okay. I just want to be clear to you. So you understand something? I'll do it, but just the amount of work that I have to play a video versus you play a video.
Shut up. I can't full screen it. They won't let me on this player. Which one do I do? Skype or Hangout?
Just send it in Hangout, Dutch.
Would you relax? I'm trying to have
I'm
fun
totally
here.
Relaxed. If you sent it to me, I'd be more relaxed.
There we go.
There's no.
Anyways, need. While he pulls that up, so apparently,
it's pulled up already.
Apparently, with everything that's happening in Ukraine, which, by the way, can we talk a little about before you pull this up? Okay. We'll pull it up, but like before we get to it, What the fuck is going on in Ukraine? Like Russia just said, okay, so your country's Florida is now mine, and they just took the whole peninsula over, and that's it? They invaded a part of a country, and there you go.
Technically, they voted, actually, if I remember correctly. They voted.
Oh, yeah, according to, yeah.
They did vote.
According to Russia.
Well, if they voted, then...
It doesn't matter, though. There's land boundaries that were established. Right?
I don't know, Dutch, because I'm not going to lie to you.
Let Dennis call in. He knows about these
That's
things.
What I'm going to get into. Dennis.
He doesn't know.
It's his country.
He hasn't lived there since like the 90s.
And what a country.
No, and I don't want to pretend to be an expert on Eastern European politics.
But he is anyway.
But I'm an expert on Eastern European politics. And...
Come on, Dennis. I want to see. I actually want to know his opinion on what's going on in his country. Like, is this a problem? Does it not fucking matter? Because the majority of everybody who lived down in the Crimea area were Russian anyways.
He's not gonna call. Here's what's going to happen. He's going to answer in the chat. We're going to tell him to call. Then he's going to go quiet and pretend he's not there and not call in because he's embarrassed.
Here's the thing. Is that, like, why does he have a problem on the phone? Like, he's been in the studio multiple times for the Brains Do show or any other show that is done in New Jersey. Like, what's his issue with us? I don't think he likes us.
He doesn't like us at all.
No, he loves all of us.
No, I don't. Oh, is it me?
He doesn't like me, because if he liked me, he would call.
That's probably. And it's your birthday, too? He hasn't even called.
And it's my birthday, and I'm drunk.
Dennis is the worst human being.
Son of a bitch.
He's not going to call.
I don't know. Like, it. So, the reason why I brought that up was because, so Barack Obama has all that nonsense to deal with.
Who?
Barack Obama.
Celebrate good Obama, come on!
So he has all that.
And it's Obama, Obama.
And he doesn't, like, he finds time to do Zach Galifianakis' stupid, not funny show, Between Two Ferns. I'm sorry, the show's not fucking funny. I understand uncomfortable comedy, but this is just, it's just dumb. It's like, it's forced uncomfortable.
You know the while it loads here, because Funny or Die is like trying to load YouTube in 1997.
It won't work on my end. I think it's just because it's Funny or Die. It will work for
no,
you.
No, but the I'm trying. But the thing is with this is that it's so fucking funny how finicky and how fucking full of shit actors are. Like the moment, and mind you, you know we criticize Bush as much as we did Obama, but it's just funny, like. No one really cares about issues or politics. It's just about your team. It's like picking your team. Like, you know, when Bush, this is the truth. And anyone will say, if Bush had the same exact stupid, called it Bush Care, you think any of these guys would let him on there? Of course not.
No.
Of course not. And they call him a communist and a Nazi, which fair enough. He was a piece of shit and terrible president. I'm not going to say he wasn't. I'm not going to say he wasn't.
I mean, he was kind of a jackass at times. I mean, what else was he supposed to do during the whole 9/11 thing?
Oh, I get it. But my point is that it's just, it shows you that no one really gives a fucking shit about actual issues or anything.
Right.
They care. They only care about if it's their team that's winning. And that's it.
Right.
Keep Obama in president, you know?
I think it's Funny or Die, dude. It's not loading for me either.
Yeah, it's just.
The whole time I've been talking to you, I've been trying to let it load.
It won't do it over here.
Let me see. Maybe by any chance it's on YouTube.
Maybe.
Possibly. Yeah, dude. The thing, I just pulled it up. I saw a minute of it, and it's just Zach Galifianakis. It's so cringing. Like, the Between Two Ferns thing is stupid, and I don't know why it has so many followers. Like, it's, and I'm not just trying to say it to be like the guy who does, like, I like certain alternative comics, like Bo Burnham, funny fucking guy. I like his shtick. I don't know what it is about that guy, but he's funny to me. And apparently he's only like 25 years old. And he's been at it for like the last 10 years or however long he's been doing it. But
okay, like, Dutch,
I get that. But this guy, I don't get it.
Now, mind you, a quick preface, Obama's been going on a bunch of different TV stuff to try to explain his failed healthcare plan that now they had to extend it because no one knew how to do it and the website could only hold 96,000 people at a time. So now he's going out there trying to sell it to the kids because, see, I guess in his mind or this
is his legacy.
Oh, no, but that's not that. In his mind, he thinks that the people that can't figure out a website are the young people.
Well,
that's not the issue.
It's not the website. It's the fact that it
sucks.
Horrible.
Why don't we, Dutch, how about this? Why don't we all relax and watch comedy instead?
Right.
Shoes and,
instead of maybe solving Russia.
No problem. I mean, I have to say, when I heard that, like, people actually watch this show, I was actually pretty surprised.
Hi. Welcome to another edition of Between Two.
All right, before we continue, what's up with the hair now with Galifianakis? Why is he doing a hipster
because
hair too?
He's fancy.
Okay.
Ferns, I'm your host, Zach Galifianakis. And my guest today is President Barack Obama.
Good to be with you, Zach.
First question. In 2013, you pardoned the turkey. What do you have planned for 2014?
We'll probably pardon another turkey. We do that every Thanksgiving. Was that depressing to you, seeing one turkey kind of taken out of circulation?
He's really not like his comedy, like naturally.
Yeah, and none of this was written for him at all. Not a scripted show.
No, you could tell that this was like naturally flowing improv.
It's just such written bullshit
coming out of him. And probably Jeffrey Ross wrote it for him. He writes for everybody anyway.
Turkey you couldn't eat.
So how does this work? Do you send Ambassador Rodman to North Korea on your behalf? I had read somewhere that you'd be sending Hulk Hogan to Syria, or is that more of a job for Tanya Harding?
Zach, he's not our ambassador.
What should we do about North IKEA?
while we move on.
I have to know, what is it like to be the last black president?
Seriously? What's it like for this to be the last time you ever talk to a president?
It must kind of stink, though, that you can't run, you know, three times.
No, actually, I think it's a good idea. If I ran a third time, it'd be sort of like doing a third hangover.
Pause. Am I the only person who's bothered that the fucking president is doing a funny or die bit?
He probably is bored and doesn't have a lot to do. So get off his
Russia
back.
Took over Take another shot. Country.
Take your shot.
Why?
Take your goddamn shot. Why?
Russia took over another country.
I
and
that was unfunny.
It's not unfunny. I think he's just forcing you at this point. This is kind of mean now, Royce.
I think it's entertaining.
Drink it.
What's in this one?
Alcohol.
You got to tell us. You tell us and he'll say if it's right.
And
it's
right or wrong.
Use those taste buds.
Oh, hold on. You need the music?
Yes.
Yes, I do. The ladies love us
when we pour shots. They need an excuse. What did it taste like?
She's not done with it. Hold on.
This one hit weird. This one hit really weird.
Are you going to throw up?
No, it just hit weird. What is it?
Finish drinking it.
I don't know if I want to.
Then don't.
What the hell is it?
Royce is going to get some butthole tonight.
It was just some vodka and a mixer.
Wait, you just made shit up as you went?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty good with all of them.
This one, not so much.
Is there a name for this one?
No, there's not. No. This is just me.
That one wasn't so good.
We'll call it Between Two Ferns.
Just shit thrown together for no reason.
All right. Hey, can we go back to this interview? Because it's really good.
Really awful.
I'll be a champ and finish it, but it wasn't that good.
The president should not be doing this.
You don't have
to. I have to say that I've seen this show before, and some of the episodes have probably been a little bit better than this. You know, for example, the one with Bradley Cooper, that was a great show.
Bradley Cooper, everybody loves
him. He kind of carried that movie, didn't he?
Which film are you speaking of?
Those Hangover movies. Basically, he carried them.
Yeah, everybody loves Bradley.
This Good is for- all so scripted.
Being like that in Hollywood, that's easy. Tall, handsome, that's easy. Be short, fat, and smell like Doritos and try to make it to Hollywood.
Oh, I get it. Self-deprecating.
I don't get it. What does that mean?
I really despise Zach Galifianakis, man.
I really despise both of them.
The most powerful man in the free world.
Zach Galifianakis.
While the USSR is reforming.
While the economy is in the shitter.
Detroit's on fire.
His healthcare plan was a complete and utter disaster.
No, I know, that's right. And Canada's getting all fucking cocky.
In the meantime, feels like he needs to go on this show.
Who, President Obama? We could get him. We have the poll. I mean, how could we not?
Because this is a solely an internet show, right? It's not syndicated on anything, right?
I don't think so. I haven't seen it on anything.
I swear to God, if we were able to get Obama.
Why wouldn't we?
The thing is, dude, everybody's like, oh, you would be, you know, everybody says, you know, and you, when you meet the president, you would fold. I would, for the radio, do a bad interview on purpose.
What do you mean, a bad interview?
A regular Dutch interview.
Like...
So, President, do you
I was pretty hands, good with the Chris Parnell one, I thought.
President.
I mean, it's taken six years, but I think I've gotten better at interviews.
That last interview with Phil, you weren't so bad.
Yeah. Phil and Chris, I think we did well with both of those.
Chris Parnell.
By the way, I have a question for you, Royce.
Sure. Is the answer Japan?
Unless the answer to my question for Japan. Never mind. Fuck it.
Good improv.
I just fell apart halfway through
that. You know Obama's right or they're Dutch.
Jesus Christ.
Back to the interview.
Anyways.
Is it going to be hard in 2 years when you're no longer president and people will stop letting you win at basketball?
How does it feel?
Okay, that's actually kind of funny. I will give him credit for that one. That's hilarious. That's funny.
That really made me laugh.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, I love Zach Galifianakis. He's
a great guy.
Shut up.
Wait.
Stop great it. Guy.
One question, one funny question can't turn you around like that.
Vertical. It's a 3-inch horizontal. So.
Was that a dick joke?
Where are you planning on building your presidential library, in Hawaii or your home country of Kenya? Because I mean, both places seem like they would be...
Zach, that's a ridiculous question.
Well, you know, I mean, not to bring up the birth certificate thing, but you really never did really produce your real...
Where's your birth certificate? Why don't you show it to us right now?
I don't want to show anybody my birth certificate because it's embarrassing.
What's embarrassing about it?
My weight on it, it says that I was born 7 pounds, 800 ounces.
That was funny. Come
okay,
on.
I don't like this. I don't like the fact that you guys are both laughing at that. No, that was dumb.
Dutch?
I'm not, no. You're not going to be turned.
Bro, what? Dude, 800 ounces is a lot of pounds.
It's his over-the-top, self-deprecating thing that he does with this dumb show all the time. No, I'm not buying it. Now, him saying, letting you win at basketball, I will give him credit for that, and that's hilarious.
Is it bothering you that we're getting some genuine laughs, Dutch?
From him? Yes.
If I were president, Mr. President, I would make same-sex divorce illegal.
There we go.
And see how bad they want it.
I think that's why you're not president. And that's a good thing.
You said if you had a son, you would not let him play football. What makes you think that he would want to play football? What if he was a nerd like you?
Do you think a woman like Michelle would marry a nerd?
Yes.
Why don't you ask her whether she thinks I'm a nerd?
Good. I don't... What just happened?
Okay, hold on.
Wait, why did he get angry?
Let me back up here for a second. No one brought up Michelle. He did, and then he got angry like he was... What's happening
it's
here?
It's a script, dude.
I don't think I'd be able to interview Obama.
You think Obama has any kind of comedic timing to like go off the cuff like that? It's all scripted.
Yes, I feel like he's been doing none of his job and has been practicing his comedic timing for the last 8 years.
I think his job has been comedic timing for the past 8 years.
It has been.
It's actually very funny, Sean.
What a fucking asshole president.
God, that was funny. Okay, sorry. You should step over Sean. It was very funny.
I didn't step over. I heard him. I was going on.
Dutch is so mad at Zach Galifianakis right now.
I hate him.
No, I'm not going to let her near you.
So do you go to any websites that are .coms or .nets, or do you mainly just stick with .govs?
No, actually, we go to .govs. Have you heard of healthcare.gov?
Here we go.
Now,
here's the plug. Not, here we go.
He's not pitching it.
It's a commercial. Here comes a commercial. You ready, guys? Here we go.
Do you go to any doctor?
Okay, let's get this out of the way. What did you come here to plug?
Well, first of all, I think it's fair to say that I wouldn't be with you here today if I didn't have something to plug. Have you heard of the Affordable Care Act?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's the thing that doesn't work. Why would you get the guy that created the Zune to make your website?
Healthcare.gov.
I don't like that you guys are enjoying this so much.
I don't know if I'm laughing if it's funny or laughing at how mad Dutch is getting.
This thing is Zoom is a failed piece of technology like Obamacare is.
Oh. So great now. And millions of Americans have already gotten...
Hold on, pause.
Millions of Americans have never gotten Zunes.
Here's the thing, is that you're laughing as if this was an off... this is just something crazy that Zach Galifianakis said. No, it was a pre-planned script that he pre-read ahead of time. They're not improv. And you're laughing at it as if it's an improv.
You're the president!
It's all scripted.
I don't think any of you guys should be yelling.
Dutch,
if NCT software, or
if Michelle, why don't you ask Michelle, Zach?
Is that your Obama impression?
No, that's
because if it is, that's really good.
Thanks, bro.
Really racist.
What we want is for people to know that you can get affordable health care. Most young Americans right now, they're not covered, and the truth is that they can get coverage all for what it costs you to pay your cell phone bill.
Is this what?
That's a lie.
But I'd rather have a cell phone.
But no, that's a lie.
Why is it your lie?
But Obama gives out free cell phones. I remember that from his last election.
You're right.
You're
so going to
tell
fine.
Me that I can pay $40 a month for health care insurance?
Metro piece of shit.
No, that's not. No.
Yeah, you can't. You just don't get service and bridges.
They mean by drones?
The point is that a lot of young people, they think they're invincible.
Name two!
Justin Bieber.
Superman.
Batman.
He's Justin not, Bieber?
They're not young.
First name, last name!
All right, Dutch gets one.
A lot of young people, they think they're invincible.
Did you say invisible? Because
no,
I just think that's impossible.
Not invisible, invincible. Okay. Meaning that they don't think they can get hurt.
I'm just saying that nobody could be invisible if you had said invisible.
I understand that. If they get that health insurance, it can really make a big difference. And they've got till March 31st to sign up.
I don't have a fake. So,
well, then you can call 1-800-318-2596.
What if I don't have a phone or a computer? Because, you know, I could be poor. And then you're making me buy something.
Oh, he's about to do the joke that you said. Oh. Seriously, I know you haven't seen the show, but he really is about to do the joke. Watch.
I don't have a computer, so how does...
Well, then you can call 1-800-318-2596.
Baby got back.
It's fantastic.
Is anyone else as drunk as me?
Nope. Nope.
I love Doug Marie.
You know what I mean?
First of all, Zach, nobody's interested in your texts. But second of all, you can do it in person. And the law means that insurers can't discriminate against you if you've got a pre-existing condition.
That is what the law means. Mr. Obama's right.
It's just the whole premise of the show, what it's supposed to be, was that Zach would, you know, get these interviews with these major celebrities and have an uncomfortable interaction. Now,
sex with them.
It's all 100% script. It's scripted uncomfortability. It's not real. It's fake. It's like a fake phone call from a radio station. You know how much we love that. Like, why does anybody? This is just the same type of phony, you know, humor that's trying to pass off like it's real. At least, like, you know, sitcoms or like The Office or anything. You know that there's storylines. Those aren't real people. They're not. He's going by his real name, and he's doing this whole web series as if he's having these interactions with people, and he's doing these real, you know, uncomfortable interactions. Like, fuck him. No.
I think they're called mockumentaries.
There you go.
What about this, though?
That's disgusting. How long have you had it?
Did you see him pretending like there's something on his arm, but there's not? Like, Obama's not a good actor.
He's terrible.
That's the other hand.
How did he win?
Is he a good liar?
Hey.
Spider bites. I got attacked by spiders.
Zach, you need to get that checked right away. You need to get on healthcare.gov because...
Ugh!
Disgusting things I've ever
seen. Ew! Ugh! Yuck! Ugh, that plug... Yeah, healthcare. Ugh.
You know how sad it is when what a state our country's in when our president is doing live reads on YouTube.
Well, this doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you're sitting here.
Well, you know why? You know why it's not making sense,
dude? No,
you have a disease, and you go to healthcare.gov and get it fixed.
You just said something very profound there. Our president is doing live reads on YouTube.
But that's where we are now.
Would Reagan ever do that? Would Bush ever do that? Would Clinton ever do that?
Maybe.
I will tell you, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
That was a great impression, Marie. You know what? Fuck John. You are now our new...
She did the thumb thing, Dutch. I don't know if you were watching.
It was fantastic.
But she did the thumb thing, you know, that Bill Clinton does with his hand.
And now she's
broken. She did everything.
So Marie, put that in your back pocket. You have Greta Van Susteren and Clinton.
And Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I
feel like you guys are teasing me.
We're not.
I only have one, maybe two. You said I had like one and a half, I think, at one point. But you have these two, definitely.
Bug finally over?
I suppose so.
So which country were you rooting for in the Winter Olympics?
Seriously? I'm the president of the United States. What do you think, Zach?
Is he now?
You couldn't tell by what he's doing. Am I right, guys? Huh?
It's just...
Don't make eye contact with him.
Guys.
Don't even...
Why haven't you, in the course of this whole thing, played the Obama president and now drop?
He has.
I don't... I play the keep Obama in president, you know, but...
And I want to hear it again.
Maybe Bill Clinton wants to hear it again.
I like drunk karaoke sound clips from Marie at this point.
Shut up, Bill Clinton.
Keep Obama in president, you know?
That is a good...
Obama!
That's a good Bill Clinton again.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
It's my favorite.
Celebrate good Obama, come on! It's Obama.
Those are all the Obama drops I have.
Obama kind of looks like a turtle.
Think so?
Look at his head. He looks like a turtle.
I guess if a turtle had, like, wing ears. He's got some big ears, man.
Obama for being on the show.
I'm going to press this.
Don't touch that, please. Thanks for the interview, and thanks for letting me shoot my show here all these years.
You've been shooting these shows here in the diplomatic room? Who gave you permission to do that?
Bush.
Seriously?
Stop laughing. It's just, it's fucking scripted. Jesus. You simpletons.
Where's the spider bite?
Simpletons? You're just not appreciating it all.
I fucking hate Zach Galifianakis. I really have a hatred for him. So does so.
Yeah? You want to have some fun? Sit down with Royce's grandfather and ask him about Obama and let him talk to you for the next 15 minutes.
Wait, yeah?
Either one.
Okay.
Just for Dutch's.
Why does John keep posting these big boob pictures?
And he keeps tagging us in them, dude.
Hold on, I have to see the big boob
20
pictures.
Seconds ago, he posted this.
On Facebook?
On Twitter.
Oh.
He does it on both. He does it on Facebook and Twitter. And I tweeted him last time he did this. I'm like, dude, we know your jack-off schedule when you are posting these out, because it's only every once in a while at a certain hour at night.
Oh, this chick with the huge boobs? Yeah.
At least she has good nipples to boob size.
I guess.
Riss and I were having a conversation about nipple.
Yes, that is actually
a topic.
The third thing I wanted to bring up tonight.
Nipple size? You wanted to bring up nipple size?
I like a nice tight nipple.
Big nipples are weird, right?
Yes.
Like, large areolas.
All right, if we're going to do it scientifically, can we at least pick a size? What is an average
anything
size?
Anything over a half dollar size, disgusting.
Like, okay.
I think it's like proportional to boob size.
Yeah, half dollar.
It should be proportionate.
Proportional to boob size. I'm with Sean here.
Because, I mean, you can have...
No matter how big the boob is for me anyways.
No, because if you have a D-sized, like a
D-cup, nuts.
If you have a D-cup, but a tiny little A-sized nipple on your titty, that's going to look funny.
That looks awesome.
I don't know. It's kind of strange. Right.
Color.
Okay, color does any... black girls, I can't do it.
I like that. Whoa. Jesus, whoa. Dennis.
I can't.
Dennis, what the hell are you...
See, what that is a botched boob job, because a lot of times what they do is they'll actually cut the nipple like around it because... you can't notice the scarring, and that's just, fuck. One got infected, the other one didn't. Jesus.
Thanks, Dennis. Fucking asshole.
Jesus Christ.
Way to ruin our great conversation about boobs.
No, I don't know.
I like them to be completely different sizes, but that's just me.
I like one to be pointing up and one to be pointing down.
That's right.
No, that really bothers the shit out of me.
Yeah, Marie likes each one to be pointing a different magnetic pole. It's very weird.
I'm not sure why.
Left and right.
Right.
Like, I want it to just be confusing.
Oh, okay.
I've always been a bit... Oh, my God, Dennis. Oh,
Dennis. Dennis. Dennis, what are you doing?
He's the one who's the chat room Nazi, and he's doing this.
Dennis is a...
You double standard jerk.
Self, Dennis?
Quick, ban yourself, Dennis.
There's so many veins in between her areolas. What's going on in that?
And the thing is, John loves this. That's the reason why we started this. John loves huge tits.
I can't. Anything bigger than being able to put in my mouth, I just can't deal with.
I love big titties.
Like a hot cock.
I would put her left titty in my mouth.
No.
I don't think it was proportionally accurate to the rest of her nipples.
What was that word again?
You heard me.
It's not even going to give you the satisfaction.
Oh no. At least you're not that drunk to realize I can't say that word right now.
You think I can say the word proportionate correctly while inebriated?
Well, you tried it once before. I just wanted to see if you could do it again, and you just did it then, so thank you.
I tried really hard.
Oh, wow.
Like, I thought about it.
I feel like I need to catch up to Marie. Hold on. I'm going to take a shot.
Wait, you've been trying to catch up to me?
Why would
he?
Did you guys see this one? Oh, John, why?
Which one? Is it on his Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, let me go to his Twitter real quick. By the way, if you want to follow John from the Hippo Juice Show, Johnny Cakes, it's John's epitome.
It's very entertaining to follow John.
Okay, this one's not bad. This one is nice.
Oh, but it's yeah. Oh, he's in a Muscle Chicks.
Yes, it's the Muscle Chick that's... Oh,
I can't... Dude, here's the thing. I've been in weird like moods where certain porns don't turn me on anymore.
Ew!
I've jerked off to that at least twice in my life.
No, nah, bro, chicks. I'd rather jerk off to trannies than that.
At least trannies are trying to be women.
Yeah, at least they're trying to be.
It's true. At least.
That's funny. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, I'm going to say about twice in my life I've jerked off to muscle chicks.
No way. It's never been attractive to me.
It hasn't with me either, but when you go so far down the rabbit hole and your dick is soft and you still have lube all over everything, you're like, okay, I gotta, you know, this
bro,
can't be for naught.
Then I just start watching gay porn.
Dennis, really?
Once again, John is the reason I can't have Twitter up at work. It's true.
Okay, so the muscle chick that Marie posted, she's kind of cute.
No, that's not bad. That's fine.
The last one that he posted?
No. In the chat room on More Like Radio.
No, because he did a blonde one on here, too, where it's really not.
I'm looking at the brunette chick with all the veins popping out of her arms.
Oh, no. That one's scary. But then there was another one after that.
It's like, dude, whatever. The thing is, anybody follows John's Twitter feed, you know when he's jerking off. Because
he just retweeted something right now. He's jerking off right now.
Can we call him? Just can we call Cakes right now?
All right, I mean, if you want
just,
to.
Just call him. You have his number.
Yeah, I should have.
Just call him right now. I want to discuss this because this has been bothering me forever.
What, the boob infatuation?
Well, but the randomness of it, which, like I said, when I tweeted him, I said, we know your jerk-off schedule when this influx of tweets come in.
John loves those chicks so much that when we went to Exotica with Rich Woods and Jane... He had to go, like, on a separate day so he could just not, you know, ruin it for the rest of us.
By the way, was he creeping on my girlfriend? Now I'm thinking about it because she had huge boobs.
I don't doubt it.
Well, maybe he wouldn't. I mean, you know, he loves me, so I don't think he would ever do that. But was...
Oh, yeah?
I didn't notice if he was...
Murray.
Oh, yeah?
No, Kelly's got nice boobs, I guess.
I'm not saying it because I know for a fact. I'm just saying it because I'm incredulous.
Oh, okay.
No, you saw them. I guarantee. Believe me, I heard the stories. By the way, the women of MLR love getting neuter on each other. That's all I'm going to say.
Wait, what?
What did you say?
What did you do?
What did I didn't do anything.
What did you do?
Hey there, what's up? It's John. I'm not available right now.
Oh, my God. We got to leave a message.
Whatever, and I'll get back to you. Peace.
At the tone, please record your message.
I'll do
when
it.
You've finished recording, you may I'll hang up or press
you
1 for more options.
You do you.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Oh, my God.
Cakes, you have exactly 7 minutes of calls back. Stop posting these huge tit pics because, dude, we know you have your dick around your... Well, dick around your hand. Either way, stop jerking off. Call us back. Bye.
Okay.
I meant to say pants around your ankles and dick in your hand, and I fucked it up.
And he posted another picture. He is jerking off.
He's so jerking off. Otherwise, he would have answered his phone.
Nah.
Dude, look at his life. Just go to John's epitome. For anybody who wants to follow along, who's listening to the podcast, just go to John's epitome, all one word, and just look at the stream, like the days and the timing and whatever. When he would go on a tear and post like 20 pictures of chicks with huge fucking tits.
Freshly measured natural 32 double J's. I swear to God, I'm just reading the goddamn tweet. And then the quote is, would play patty cake on him, please.
Freshly measured natural 32 double J. Oh my God. Oh, it's so not natural. Oh, that's funny. Jesus, he loves tits.
Loves them.
Oh, that chick is taking it in the poop chute.
Okay, you're looking at something different.
Yep.
Show us your boobs!
I'm looking at my Twitter feed.
Oh, he's posted something? Well, he doesn't stop.
Can you call him back? Just keep calling him until he answers.
I just tweeted him the number.
Okay. That's- John, dude, we have to end the show with talking to John. Because this is just getting ridiculous.
Oh, my God! What is he doing?
Oh, holy Christ. What are those?
What in the fucking love?
Which one are you looking at?
This?
Oh, they're getting worse. They're definitely getting worse.
Are you looking
worse
at the blonde?
Hi, John.
Hello.
Cakes, oh, hey. What are you doing?
I'm masturbating. Be honest with us. Are you masturbating right now?
Is your dick hard? No. Do you have a lube?
I just got back from jogging.
No, like you didn't, shithead.
You were jogging a big tits on Twitter? You retweeting weirdo?
Look.
Dude, you've been tweeting for the last 10 minutes.
What day is today?
Tuesday. Titty Tuesday.
Thank you.
Titty Tuesday.
That doesn't mean anything.
I love big titties.
Dude.
But
it's Titty Tuesday. If you type in Titty Tuesday, you're going to see nothing but women. Just
you're not hashtagging Titty Tuesday.
No, what you should be doing is hashtagging Marie's birthday.
Yes, see? But you're deflecting.
That's funny because, you know, I want to point something out here for the people that may be listening. March 7th was definitely a Friday, and you posted a bunch of tit pics then, too. So what's this Titty Tuesday horse shit?
Yeah, but that was on. Hold on. In John's defense, that was on Freaky Friday.
Thank you. Yes. And also, Thursdays are Thong Thursday, so I always like retweet nice bubble butts.
But if you catch him,
no, you don't, Johnny Cakes. No, you don't. You always tweet tits, dude. Sorry, it's a hard sentence to say.
You always tweet.
I'm drunk. You try. No, I'm not drunk. You try saying that five times fast, shithead. Here's the thing, dude.
He's drunk.
We when you do this, we know your jack off schedule. Stop it. It's embarrassing for me because I'm like, okay, Dick. John has his dick out.
How is that embarrassing?
I didn't have my dick out.
Yeah, you do. You just said that you were jogging. We all know you weren't because you posted the first one of this thing 20 minutes ago.
When I freaking tracked my yog for 2 miles.
Look, it's fine if you like boobies. That's cool. But the problem is that the people that follow you on Twitter, Dennis can't even use Twitter at work because it's so many breasts that you retweet.
Look, I will stop when someone gets fired from work. But in all fairness, I really don't know how Twitter works. Like, in my defense, when do I post any like comments or like most of my comments and stuff are always on Facebook. So on Twitter, I just
tweet. It's your jerk site.
Hey, let the tons of listeners that we have for the Hippo Juice show know they're one of their favorite characters on the show. Hey, I'm jerking off. This is where you can come find me.
I'm everybody's favorite character on Hippo Juice.
Shut up. Nobody likes you.
Are you guys like my PR department now? Do I need to stop posting?
We're just wondering why.
You have a Puerto Rican department? Oh, my God. It must smell. All right, John. Thank you. Tomorrow you'll be on Hippo Juice, though, right?
Yeah, because you guys just finished up, right?
Yes, yeah.
We're about to.
Yeah, you finished up too, buddy. You finished up too.
Hey.
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 Bye, John.
Cakes, you freak.
Oh, John.
What a creep. he likes cartoon women.
He does.
Just cartoon sized tits and assholes.
I'm going to count 20 seconds and assume that John is going to now passive aggressively retweet more because I know. I'm staying because I want to see how well I know John. So I'm still looking at his timeline. I think before this show ends and we wrap up, he's going to post at least 3 more.
At least.
Yeah. So,
Jesus Christ.
By the way, Dutch, it may be time to start wrapping up.
I know. I'm looking for a song.
Does something happen at midnight? Or
Kush for me, real quick.
What?
Kush.
Oh, so anyway, guys, make sure to tune in tomorrow for the Hippo Juice Show, where Marie will probably have a hangover
and probably get drunk again.
Most likely.
On both accounts.
What? Gonna get my drink on.
Go on.
All right, anyway, guys, I did it for you, Dutch. Now you can move on after...
Dude, you have to have at least two. When you're going to be a good co-host, I've coached for you so many times at this point.
I did. I have more.
You gave me one.
Okay, fine.
You could have plugged the site. You could have plugged the show. Plug the show yesterday.
Make sure to go savedutch.org. We want to make sure he doesn't go to prison. send all your donations there. You want to help out my pal Dutch.
We actually should put together like an actual fund. Well, not really. But I don't want to get like merch pathetic, but... Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We will be here next week, obviously, Tuesday, 10 to midnight on morelikeradio.com. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on morelikeradio.com. If you want a full list of all the shows we have everything for everybody. Just go to morelikeradio.com/shows, and you can actually get a full list up. Of all the shows that are on for every day of the week. And we try to have on as many live shows during the week. So if you have a smartphone, if you have anything, just get the TuneIn app. Search More Like Radio. You can download that. It's like little to no space on your phone. Listen to us at any time during the day, including us, like I said, from 10 to midnight here on Tuesdays, 10 to midnight on morelikeradio.com.
Circling. You said 10 to midnight 37 times.
I know I did. That's why I was trying to pull other things up here.
Does he have any hands?
There's hands. Everyone has.
Sorry,
hands.
I'm trying to be professional for once in their fucking broadcasting career.
Why have you done that?
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week. Goals, all the common goals. Maybe you just have to